going, guys? It's Smokebusters with Madman Plant. We're here on the showroom floor of MJ BizCon again. And as always, even though we target home growers, we're talking to the community. Everybody's a part of it, whether you're big, small. And today we got Dynamic Air Quality with us. What's going on, my dude?
How you doing? My name is Nathan. I'm with Dynamic Air Quality Solutions, and I am a regional manager with the manufacturer.
Very cool. So a lot of what you guys are doing with grows is helping people grow bigger buds, essentially, with cleaner air quality.
That's correct. I would say, you know, people don't have necessarily factor in air quality as an aspect to having higher yields in their products. So that's something we can help deliver with air filtration. We have high efficiency filters that can help protect your rooms from powdery mildew and other contaminants that could affect your actual product plant yield.
Yeah, and when we talk about gardening as a whole, whether you're a home grower or a large scale grower, you're post-harvest right at the end. I mean, that's all the hard work coming together, and you really don't want to go into a situation where you're shooting yourself in the foot, essentially, right?
Absolutely not, because obviously you're looking at all the different ways in which you can maximize your yield, right? So definitely something to consider is air quality.
So when we talk about air quality, what does that actually mean to somebody? What is air quality?
Well, so there's really three main components of air quality. There's particles, which are present in the air, which can affect the cleanliness of air. But I think what's most concerning for the growers is contaminants such as powdery mildew, bacteria, mold spores that will actually cling on to the plant and hurt it or affect it in that nature. But then there's also gas phase too, which is another product that we do is odor removal. So that's another thing to consider within your building space is, are you releasing high levels of objectionable odors that, you know, other people might find offensive? And so we can also help mitigate that as well. So we, on two fronts, is, you know, helping protect the plants by removing contaminants such as bacteria and mold spores, powdery mildew, and then also odor removal too. So two aspects.
Very cool. Now with odor removal, we're talking about a building's ability to protect the outside smells coming in, or you're talking about
smells escaping, because per a lot of codes throughout the different states, the grower has a responsibility to keep the odors within the building, so that way people in the surrounding areas aren't having to smell those odors. Whether you find them good or bad, that's the state recognizes as an objectionable odor, so you have to control it.
Yeah, and I guess that could be is like if you had a pretty big grow up in like a tough area or something, it could also help with the security of a building too, where it doesn't reek of marijuana, so maybe they don't know that somebody's growing a facility right next to Whole Foods.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's definitely an important thing to keep in mind, because you know, you may get called out for it.
Yeah, and when we talk to, do you know who Willow Industries is?
Well, say that again, sorry.
Willow Industries.
I'm not familiar.
So Willow Industries, they're here. They've been on our podcast. They special to commercialize growers, and what they do is they decontaminate weed. So pretty much what they do is, like, let's say somebody ran into mold. Well, they can decontaminate it with a natural method that doesn't involve radiation or whatever. But what they look at are these units that they store in, and what they find out is with the poor circulation air qualities, these micro colonies in on the buds and then the plants can grow at excessive rates in the millions in a month at a time.
Right.
And with air quality, you can not only help fix that before they would need a remediation, but you'd be able to control that entire time.
Yeah, our whole goal is prevention in the first place, where you don't have to go in and remediate, because with indoor grows, you're having to either bring in outside air to bring in CO2,
yep,
or you're supplying CO2, right? So if you're having to bring in outside air, we're going to be filtering in that outside air, which is preventing any contaminants entering the space. And we do that through high levels of filtration efficiency, making sure we capture the very smallest of biologics.
Very cool. So what type of facility would be using your services? Like, what would be the smallest grow to, like, one some of your bigger grows?
You know, we do small spaces, less than a couple hundred square feet, and we've served all the way to, we've done Aurora Sky in Alberta. So we've done scale from small small time grows to the biggest of grows.
Very cool. So now with what we're standing in front, if the camera backs up a little bit, we got three doors. What are we looking at? Door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Yeah, so this is actually just a fan filter box demo. Think of it as an air handling unit, but what we have is a fan in this section,
okay,
which is just moving the air. And then we have two stages of filtration, which I'll come and show you at the front. So like I said, in this door is just a fan and a motor blowing air, pulling air through, pretty standard. And then the first stage of filtration is called our V8 system. And it's what we do is that's very unique to filtration is we actually polarize the media, which greatly enhances our filter efficiency on a first pass basis and increases dust holding. So the whole idea is we're providing a filter that's going to have a very longevity between maintenance periods. So it's the filter's lasting longer while also providing MERV 15 filtration, which is a high efficiency filtration. And we use this not only in the cannabis industry, but I mean, most of the business we do is actually in commercial market space. So this is installed in universities, in labs, in hospitals that feed ORs. So
cool.
In our opinion, if an OR suite can use this, then this will also meet the needs for cannabis grow facilities.
Yeah, and I think that is cool that you're thinking of longevity, especially in busy environments like an ER, a heavy grow facility. You're not going to want maintenance where you're having to constantly interact with filters, change filters, kind of like a set and forget it method.
Yeah.
With like was it a year, 2 years? How long
this,
do they have to
this
change
this specific filter?
Filter
lasts anywhere from 4 to 6 years, and we've
wow.
seen it go 8, 10 years. And it's obviously very just application dependent on how bad the air quality is. But so it can vary, but we see a very long lifespan with the V8 filter.
Do you see a difference in restrictions or scrutiny, I guess if with you, between a grow op and an ER room? Like, are they looking at the same thing when it comes to air quality, or do you have to pitch that differently?
So the differences with an OR is they're considered, well, in a sense, no, because we're protecting against bacteria and viruses. On the scale of size, mold spores are the largest, viruses are the smallest, bacteria is in the middle. So with mold spores, it's a little bit easier to capture because they're bigger. Viruses inherently are very small. The COVID virus is less than 0.1 microns in size. It is extremely small,
yeah, yeah.
But we still have a high efficiency capture rate with the viruses. So
fantastic.
In an OR, we're protecting against bacteria and viruses, whereas in a grow room, we're probably looking at bacterias and mold spores. So even bigger, which means we're even more efficient at removing it.
That's fantastic. It's great to see products like this, not only just designed for just cannabis, but you know, I talk a lot about it on the podcast at MJ BizCon. It's so cool to see all the different businesses here who have things to do with cannabis, things that don't do with cannabis, and things that they're evolutionizing into cannabis. Like how you can take a thing that's designed for a grow up and be like, you know what? Maybe an operating room could use this.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to them about it and get it. And much like Canatrol, I'm one of the other clients here, they're with their drying and curing box for weed, right? They started with cheese and meat. And then the owner was like, maybe this could go to weed.
Yeah.
And then it just evolutionized. Where can we learn more about dynamic air quality?
Well, we have a website, dynamicaqs.com. You can visit our website there and look at both residential and commercial application products where we could hopefully find a solution that helps promote your guys' business.
Fantastic, guys. Well, this has been an exciting podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys more on Madman Plant and Smokebusters.